So.
Well, Labor Ingenio is an idea that came to me about a year and a half ago. I was very well aware of the debt crisis that was crippling Puerto Rico, leaving the island in an $84 billion debt. And also noting that was part of a chain reaction of a congressional closing of a tax code that had been in effect, Tax Code 936, since 2006, which inevitably led to the fall of the Puerto Rican economy. And I thought to myself that these issues were grave and on the brink of a serious humanitarian crisis that needed to be addressed. And I thought to myself, perhaps in the platform of a comic book, which is much more readily received in mainstream culture than the news can be, perhaps I can use that as a conduit and as a platform to address these real-life social issues affecting Puerto Rico. Professionally, I had debuted as a writer for Marvel just a few months before I decided to actually create La Borinqueña. And before that, I had been co-publishing a series of graphic novels with my partner, Daryl DMC McDaniels of Run DMC. But this was something that I particularly wanted to do to connect it to my activism and my love for Puerto Rico. I'm part of a diaspora of Puerto Ricans living here in the United States. There are 5 million of us living here in the United States, and there are 3.5 million living in Puerto Rico. And over the last 100 years, since 1917, under the Jones-Shafroff Act, Puerto Ricanos have been American citizens. In fact, there are more American citizens living in Puerto Rico than in Alaska, Nevada, Utah, and Idaho combined. And given the recent calamities of the this administration and its lack of support of the island and the people of Puerto Rico after Hurricanes Irma and Maria, it truly showed me the power of the diaspora and the need and the responsibility of the diaspora to step up to actually become more involved and raising awareness and raising funds and providing resources. So my comic book has always been a platform for me to be a voice for Puerto Rico in the diaspora, not only on the island, but throughout the United States and throughout the world. And I've been fortunate enough to have been speaking at institutions such as the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C., or the Contemporary Arts Center in New Orleans, or universities from the University of Washington to Princeton University, speaking to these human rights issues affecting Puerto Rico. And a comic book is really formulaic in the sense that it taps into a lot of the benchmarks that are in traditional comic book storytelling, with a costume that's colorful, with a origin that's linked to a type of mythology, although most comic books, Western comic books, really link towards a few sources, either Greek, Roman mythology, or the Bible. So what I decided to do with her mythology, I tapped into Taino mythology, which oftentimes is not presented in mainstream culture, or even in literature related to Puerto Ricans in the diaspora, and even beyond. And that's what it's been doing. It's been serving as a platform to really address these real issues affecting Puerto Ricanos, and giving me the opportunity to bring it to a larger audience so that people become aware that these 3.5 million American citizens living in Puerto Rico deserve the same human rights that Americans in the continent of the United States deserve.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's a sound bite.
That's a sound bite. And you were all on point with it. So, yeah.
Here's my card.